This is fresh air. Novelist Colm Tobin has said he always had a sense that he would return to the story of the heroine of his 2009 novel, Brooklyn. Our book critic, Maureen Carrigan, says she's glad Tobin followed his instincts. Here's her review of Long Island, the sequel to Brooklyn.
The outer boroughs of New York City to Long Island. Such was the exodus route of many, mostly white, working and middle-class New Yorkers during the late 1960s and 70s, when the city was perceived to be in decline. So it makes historical sense for Colm Tobin's sequel to his 2009 bestseller, Brooklyn, to be called Long Island. Where else would Tobin's heroine, Eilish Lacey, and Irish immigrant who married Italian-American plumber Tony Fiorello, be likely to end up? But as anyone who's read Brooklyn or seen the 2015 film starring Saoirse Ronan knows, Eilish is a restless soul. The opening shocker on the second page of Long Island is that the easygoing Tony, her husband of now 20 years, has been getting restless himself. Before I go further, a quick word about sequels. I don't usually review them because not everyone has read the first book or seen the movie. But in this case, it would be worth your time to catch up. Long Island, together with Brooklyn, is a devastating diptych about a woman in two different seasons of her life, thrashing against the constraints of fate. Tobin, whose novels have animated Greek myths, as well as the subtle minds of masters and magicians like Henry James and Thomas Mann, also invests even these routine lives with tragic dignity. Long Island opens in 1976 when a strange man appears at Eilish's door and bluntly announces that Tony has impregnated his wife. The humdrum stasis of Eilish's suburban world shatters, as if Zeus himself had struck the house with a thunderbolt. The man also informs Eilish that when the baby is born, it will be deposited on her doorstep. What ensues for the remainder of part one of this novel is a fraught pantomime of silence and secrets. Eilish and Tony's house stands in a cul-de-sac where all the other houses are filled with Tony's extended family, his parents, two of his brothers, their wives, and lots of kids. The Fiorello enclave, which Eilish thinks of as the great family net, is as watchful and stifling as the town of Enniscorthy in Ireland, where Eilish grew up. When she learns that she's one of the last family members to find out about Tony's infidelity, and that her mother-in-law, who lives next door, has already agreed to adopt the baby, Eilish realizes she has no one to turn to. If she told someone about it, Eilish thinks, then she might know how to feel, what she should do. She had never confided in her mother, who was, in any case, in Ireland, with no telephone in her house. Her two sisters-in-law, Lena and Clara, were both from Italian families and close to each other, but not to Eilish. Given that the situation at home is unbearable, Eilish decides to visit her 80-year-old mother back in Ireland, a place she hasn't returned to in almost two decades, with good reason. There she'll discover, much as another Long Islander named Jay Gatsby once did, that you can't repeat the past. Tobin floats with ease between time periods in the space of a sentence, but it's Tobin's omissions and restraint, the words he doesn't write, that make him such an astute chronicler of this working-class, Catholic, pre-therapeutic world where people never speak directly about anything, especially feelings. Here's the conclusion of a scene where Eilish and her mother-in-law, Francesca, have been sitting in Eilish's kitchen, having a halting, evasive, non-conversation about the baby. Francesca stood and waited for Eilish to stand up too and accompany her out. But Eilish remained seated. Francesca left the room and made her way alone to the front door. Since her mother-in-law was a stickler for form, Eilish knew this studied insult would not be forgotten. It would create a chasm between them that would not be easily bridged. And that made Eilish feel satisfied that something, at least, had been achieved. There are no innocents in Tobin's world. Every character has at least a slim streak of malice in them. Indeed, the bitter pleasure of the Ireland section, which composes the bulk of the novel, lies in witnessing how characters Eilish underestimated years before exact their own long-delayed retribution. Silently, of course. Nobody in this world would ever dare say a word.
Maureen Corrigan is a professor of literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Long Island by Colm Tobin. If you'd like to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed, like this week's interviews with Brittany Griner about her imprisonment in Russia and her return to her wife and her WNBA team, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of Fresh Air interviews. And to read about what's happening behind the scenes on our show and get staff recommendations, subscribe to our free newsletter at whyy.org/freshair. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Roberto Shorrock, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Susan Yakundi, and Joel Wolfram. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Thea Challoner directed today's show. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross.